Yours completely. In 1 Peter 1:16 we read, "Be holy, for I am holy." And in John 17, verses 17 and 19, Jesus prays, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. For their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth." And in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul prays, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus." Our holiness is being set apart by God, set apart to God, set apart for his possession, set apart for his glory. We are intentionally sanctified at the point where we were born from above. We were justified in Jesus the moment we believed and trusted him as Saviour and Lord. We are made righteous in the sight of God through Christ. And we are taken from a position in Adam to being placed in Christ. We are removed from being part of the world to being part of Christ's body. We are different from the world, a separated being, children of God. We are positioned in Christ and seated together with him in heavenly places. We are holy unto the Lord. Our motto is holiness to the Lord. His life is to be seen in every part of our new life in him. But we also begin the process of holiness by being practically sanctified, a process of daily living out intentional sanctification by means of living a life of practical sanctification, a process where the new life in Christ is lived out as Christ's life in us. All believers enjoy a wonderful, justified new life in Christ, but not all believers yield to the beautiful, sanctified Christ life in you. The life of Christ, which is daily being formed in you. You are on this sanctification journey through life. A voyage from this world to the next. A pilgrimage to be taken one step at a time. A wilderness wandering where some steps must be retraced again and again. At times, practical sanctification is swift and lessons are quickly learned and applied. Other times, the pace is slow and unhurried as lessons are assimilated deep within. At times, your wanderings cause you to pause along the way, with no forward motion and a life in limbo. And you wonder why. And you ask, where is the Lord? And you seek his face. And at times, his answer and his presence remains hid from your eyes. And there may even be times when you may stray from the way, as you break free from your anchor, as you step outside of his covering in Christ and seem to don the cloak of a covering in self. Remember, our holiness is being set apart by God and set apart to God, set apart for his possession, set apart for his glory. Our motto is holiness to the Lord. His life is to be seen in every part of our new life in him. Remember, we are to continue day by day in this process of practical sanctification, step by step, along the path towards the goal of holiness to the Lord, little by little, as we are being conformed into the image of Jesus, a process of daily living out our position in Christ. A process where the new life in Christ is lived out as Christ's life in us. This journey through life's twists and turns is not predictable. This voyage is not laid out in a uniform way. It does not happen in a consistent or predictable way as we would desire, but the Lord gives you his precious reassurances. He knows you, and he cares for you. There is no circumstance of life that the Lord didn't know, for he knew you before you were conceived. There are no happenings in your pathway to glory. Nothing you do surprises or startles the Lord. He knows every step. He knows the difficult situations you face. And he uses each circumstance in his sanctifying process as you yield to him, and as you allow Christ to be formed in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.